That's on Women's Fellowship. 27th of September, 2016. We're going to look tonight at another woman from the Bible. She was called Sarai, but God changed her name to Sarah. She was to be the mother of a nation, a great nation, which was yet to come. She was to be the commander in God's army and a queen of his people. Abraham, her husband, was called the father of nations, so she was the mother of nations. This also applies spiritually, because she is in the line of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came many years later. Sarah married Abraham when they were both in Ur of the Chaldees, which was a godless culture, and God called them out of that and told them to leave, not knowing where they were going. So they left Ur. They would have been in their 40s. So already they were both really past childbearing age. Abraham was known as the friend of God, and Sarah would know that friendship too. She was a unique woman. She was the first Jewess. She was the very first woman in that great Jewish nation. And she lived a life of faith despite difficulties and mistakes. And she died in faith too. She was regarded as beautiful in her outward looks. She remained beautiful in her old age, even though she spent her life in the scorching desert sun. It didn't seem to change her complexion. Abraham was worried about her effect on Pharaoh when they went to Egypt, and this caused them quite a bit of trouble. As they went to Egypt, admiring eyes would look at Sarah, and Abraham was worried that Pharaoh would want her as his wife, and if he knew that they were married, that Abraham might be killed. So he came up with a little ploy, and he decided to pass Sarah off as his sister. He didn't seem to think of the danger that would be for Sarah if she was going to be taken into the harem of Pharaoh. But Abraham lost his courage, and Sarah didn't challenge him either. She called him Lord. And unfortunately, this had an impact on her conscience. She just accepted what was happening. She didn't think things through. And it caused problems for both of them. So Sarah ended up in Pharaoh's harem. But God delivered her from that, even though both she and Abraham had a great lack of faith in God. So you would think that they would learn something from that experience, to trust God, and that God was in control and not them. But no, they didn't. Sarah was childless. The promise from God that they would have an heir and a nation caused Sarah great pain because no child was born. Then she had an idea. It was a completely faithless idea. Her servant girl, Hagar, she gave her to Abraham and she said, "You sleep with Hagar and your child will be the offspring of this new nation and the start of this new nation." And Abraham did so again. He just did what he was told. He didn't think about what he was doing. And that caused so much misery in people's lives because of this huge lack of faith in Sarah and also in Abraham. Hagar had a son called Ishmael, but he was not the son of promise. And the family was torn apart by jealousies, heartache, ill will. And so in the end, Hagar was sent away into the wilderness with Ishmael. And it caused so much sorrow. At this point, Sarah is 90 years old and Abraham is 100 years old. God promises Abraham that he's going to have a son. Abraham laughs in joy. The amazing thing that he should have a son. Sarah overheard this too and she laughed. But she laughed in doubt, in slight disbelief that this could happen. She's 90 years old. And she had seen what happened with Ishmael. And perhaps she'd become a little cynical. But very soon she gave birth to a son and called him Isaac, which means laughter. He was the son of promise and the son of a miracle. So he was a forerunner or a picture of another child that was going to be born as a result of a miracle, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Sarah died at 127 years. Abraham died at 175 years. Sarah is the only woman whose age is given in the Bible, and the only one mentioned as having a grave as well. Although she and Abraham lived a nomad's life, Abraham bought a burial site for his beloved Sarah so he could bury her, and that's where he was buried as well. Sarah had qualities and weaknesses like everyone. She had faith and lived a life of faith after initial failure and weakness. She had to learn, as we all have to learn, that following God is the only way to life and peace. Even in great temptation and difficulties, we must believe what he says and obey him. We all follow him and not just going along with everything we are told. We've got to think. We've got to be on our guard, not just accept things. It's really important to choose a godly partner in our lives who will support us and who we can completely trust. We may not find ourselves in that situation, but still, we obey the Lord and we live godly lives before our husbands and partners so that they will see what God is like and come to him too. So Sarah was a witness to us in her life and a witness to the people around her, a witness to her husband, and we must be that way too, to the people around us.